4 from 2 o'clock. BBC Radio 3, it's 1 o'clock, and now the news read by Katrina Young.
The Duchess of Cambridge has been admitted to St Mary's Hospital in central London after entering the early stages of labour. Kensington Palace has said everything is progressing as normal. European Union foreign ministers have agreed to blacklist the military wing of the Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah. It'll now be regarded as a terrorist organisation, making it illegal to raise funds for it in Europe. A Norwegian woman who was sentenced to 16 months in jail in Dubai after reporting being raped says she's been pardoned and allowed to return home. Marta Dalelv contacted the police about the attack and was then charged with having extramarital sex, drinking alcohol and perjury. David Cameron has set out plans to make a block on pornography the default setting on internet browsers. It means anyone wanting to access explicit content would have to opt in to receiving it, as opposed to the current system of opting out. A British man who was abducted in Nigeria last week has been released. The man, who hasn't been named, was seized as he was being driven into Lagos from the international airport. The British pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline has said some of its executives in China appear to have broken the law. Last week, Chinese police accused the company of having paid bribes to officials and doctors in order to boost its sales in China. The High Court has ruled that a local authority acted unlawfully when it massively increased the cost of parking permits in controlled areas to boost its transport budget. It's thought the judgment, which was against Barnet Council in North London, could have implications for local authorities across the country. Pope Francis is on his way to the Brazilian city of Rio for his first foreign visit. Among his engagements will be the Roman Catholic World Youth Day. The pontiff also plans to tour the city's hillside slums. And the weather, there'll be sunny spells across the UK, although cloudier over northeastern coasts, hot and feeling humid, especially in the south. There's a risk of isolated, thundery, torrential downpours for England and Wales, but it'll stay dry and bright elsewhere. And that's the BBC News and Weather.
And it was read by Katrina Young. BBC Radio 3, it's 2.5 minutes past one. And time now for the second of the Proms chamber music concerts this season. So, over now to Petroc Trelawney.
Welcome back to Cadogan Hall. Today, the Huelgas Ensemble make their proms debut with a programme of music from 15th and 16th century Poland. Polish music, old and new, one of the features of this year's proms season. The ensemble was formed in 1971 by the Belgian musicologist, musician and cultural historian Paul van Nevel, who is with me on stage now, ahead of what is a wonderful programme of music from Renaissance Poland and the courts of Poland. An ensemble of 10 voices this afternoon will be accompanied by violin, violone, viola da gamba, recorders, bass, crumhorn and percussion as well. Now, Paul is very keen that the concert runs as a continuous sequence this afternoon, so before we start the music, a few words from him about the programme ahead. Poland in the 15th and 16th century was a very rich place culturally.
Yes. It is. Poland happened a bit. Sorry for my bad English, but I think when I speak Flemish, you don't understand nothing.
We'll save the Flemish for later.
But Poland is the same thing as in Belgium. They passed so much foreign emperors, and the Germans were there, the Russians were there, the Latins were there. So, and the culture before that was very, very rich. But in during the 18th, 19th, and also the 20th century, the own culture was a bit not there. And now more than, I can say, 30 years, musically spoken, they discover again the richness there is, and in the University of Krakow, for instance, but also Warsaw, Wrocław, Danzig, all towns where there was a very, very rich culture and a lot of international musicians also.
We're hearing Polish names, Mikołaj Zieleński, Krzysztof Klabon, two of them, but also, as you say, foreign names. Johannes Wanning, Lucia Marenzio, who came from Italy.
Marenzio is a very special story. He was called by the Emperor Sigmund III to create a chapel, a music chapel, as a model, as the Italian ones. And so he hired Marenzio for 2 years, and Marenzio came with 30 Italian singers to sing there. But as you know, Italians are very expensive. And after 2 years, Sigismund has to left this idea. But these 2 years were very, very fruitful, and for the imperial court, and for Marenzio himself, who wrote a lot of pieces, three choir pieces. We will do one this night of that, for this chapel.
And give us one personal highlight from the programme ahead of us.
The last one. The last one is the most gypsy piece you ever heard.
We look forward to it. Thank you very much indeed, Paul. You can follow the order of the performance online at the Proms website. The programme begins with the oldest surviving setting of a Polish text, Praise to Thee, O Lord. Then another anonymous work, Praising Krakow. O city of Krakow, the unity of your inhabitants abundantly serves as your adornment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Proms. Paul van Nevel and the Wellgas Ensemble.
Thank you.
Two works praising King Sigismund III of Poland by the 16th century Polish composer and lutenist Krzysztof Klabon. The last, rejoice all ye faithful host, Sigismund now glory boast. Bringing to an end this Proms chamber concert here at Cadogan Hall, given by the Huelgas Ensemble. 10 singers, 6 instrumentalists, performing as we heard in a variety of combinations. Before the Klabon, we heard music by the Italian Luca Marenzio, briefly maestro di cappella at Sigismund's court in the 1590s, preceded by a set of dances by the German composer Christoph Demantius. The programme also featured works by Johannes Wanning, Dutch musician who worked in Danzig, today's Gdansk, and Mikolaj Bielenski, kapellmeister to the Archbishop of Gniezno, town near Poznan. Paul van Nevel back on stage, something of a Renaissance man himself, as well as being a conductor and musician. He's a cultural historian. He's written monographs on Gombert and other medieval and Renaissance masters. Teaches notation and interpretation of early music at the Musikhochschule in Hamburg. Well, today's Proms chamber concert has been filmed. It will be available to watch at the Proms website from noon tomorrow. Follow the links to watch and listen at bbc.co.uk/proms. Now, as Paul van Nevel leaves the stage, for now from Cadogan Hall, a very good afternoon to you.
Petrop Trelawney there at London's Cadogan Hall, and there'll be another chance to hear that concert here on BBC Radio 3 at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then next Monday at the same time, we'll be back live at Cadogan Hall for another of the BBC Proms Chamber Music Concerts. Pianist Imogen Cooper, soprano Ruby Hughes, tenor James Gilchrist and guitarist Christophe Denault marking Benjamin Britten's centenary in a sequence of song cycles and miniatures, including A Charm of Lullabies and the canticles My Beloved is Mine and Abraham and Isaac. That's from 1 o'clock next Monday lunchtime. Meanwhile, for the rest of this week, the Radio 3 lunchtime concerts are all from this summer's Ulster Hall piano series. Tomorrow, the Irish pianist Fineen Collins in a programme of Brahms, Chopin and Schubert. Well, back to this afternoon, and in a little under 10 minutes, another chance to hear last Thursday's Prom, the one that included Richard Strauss mountaineering in the Bavarian Alps, his Alpine Symphony. For the moment, music making from last summer's Cheltenham Festival. Violinists Catherine Gowers and Beatrice Phillips, viola player Jennifer Stumm and cellist Adrian Brendel in music from our own shores. Frank Bridge was born in Brighton in 1879, and in the midst of the First World War, he made these arrangements of two old English songs, Sally in Our Alley and Cherry Ripe.
Thank you.
Sally in Our Alley and Cherry Ripe, the two old English songs for string quartet by Frank Bridge. Bridge wrote those arrangements in May 1916 and they had their first performance at the Proms a few months on. The players there at last summer's Cheltenham Festival were violinists Catherine Gowers and Beatrice Phillips, viola player Jennifer Stumm and cellist Adrian Brendel. And more from the 2012 Cheltenham Festival later on this afternoon, Catherine Gowers with pianist Charles Owen. In music written around the same time as those bridge arrangements, Debussy's Violin Sonata. And speaking of the Proms...
On Radio 3, from the BBC Proms, Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle, The Ring of the Nibelung. Daniel Barenboim conducts the Berlin Staatskapelle in the first complete performance of the Ring Cycle in a single prom season. A cast hand-picked from Barenboim's recent Ring Cycles in Berlin and Milan, his first Wagner operas in the United Kingdom. The cycle begins with Das Rheingold, tonight on BBC Radio 3 at 7 o'clock.
Well, if you've recently tuned in, a warm welcome to you from me, Jonathan Swain. You're listening to Afternoon on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 2 o'clock, and before Wagner mania takes over at the Proms, another chance now to hear the Prom, first broadcast live last Thursday night. The presenter at the Royal Albert Hall is Petroc Trelawney.
Hello, welcome back to the Proms tonight. Steinhammer, Szymanowski, Strauss and Sondergaard. The Proms Polish theme continues with The Song of the Night, Szymanowski's exotic third symphony, perhaps more of a cantata with solo tenor and chorus. And on what's another hot night here in London, Strauss will take us to the blessedly cool heights of the Alps. Making his Proms debut tonight, Thomas Sondergaard, new principal conductor of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. He is thrilled to be here at the Royal Albert Hall.
What's so amazing about this event is that it's so huge, first of all, but also you get maybe the closest contact that you would ever get with an audience. I mean, right behind me, so I can't see the faces of those that sit farthest away, and I can definitely see crying eyes right next to me, if that's what's going to happen. That's really thrilling.
Well, Thomas Sondergaard is Danish. He opens his programme with music from neighbouring Sweden. Wilhelm Steinhammer wrote his symphonic overture Excelsior for a visit by the Berlin Philharmonic to Stockholm in 1898. The Latin title, literally toward the heights, clearly reflected in the music. There's a real feeling of a journey from the urgent first bars onwards. Rocket-like is how the opening theme is described in tonight's programme. Steinhammer was heavily influenced by all things German at this point in his career. There are moments when the piece evokes Wagner, even has a motto by Goethe, yet it is innate in every man that his feelings surge up within him. Further German language instructions within the score, violently surging upwards, wildly crying out, and the eagle spreads its wings and soars over fur-covered crags. Leslie Hatfield leading the BBC National Orchestra of Wales tonight. She brings players to their feet as Thomas Sondergaard makes his way onto the platform to open his first Proms appearance with Steinhammer's symphonic overture, Excelsior.